Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting Monday, August 15, 2016, at 3:02 p.m.
That's funny.
All right, let's call the Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting to order and stand and say the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, a current copy of the meeting act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county board room. It is available for review of all citizens who care to follow along. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Rick is...
In transit?
Transit. Dick?
Yes.
Phil?
Yes.
Okay, consent agenda items. Number one is the A is approval of the previous minutes for August 1st, 2016. We got the approval of payroll claims and approval of accounts payable. Bill and I went over them. Everything looked like it was in order. And then D, we have the approval of the health plan document amendment regarding the routine colonoscopy. Can never say that right.
Colonoscopy.
Yes. Once I turn 50, I'll be able to say it, right? For coverage for people of the ages of 50 to 75 once every 10 years. And my question was to Joan beforehand when I was looking this over. If one goes in at 50 years old and they have, for instance, or a case where they need to come back every year or 2 years, whatever the case may be, then it's still covered. Mm-hmm. Okay, so...
If there's a risk, you mean?
If there's some type of a risk, of some, yeah, something that needs to be recognized every year or 2 years. But that's when I first read that, I just wanted to make sure that that was all right, if it makes sense. So, anyways, with that said, I guess I need a motion to approve the consent agenda items.
I would move to approve the consent agenda items.
Okay, I got a motion by Bill.
So moved.
Second by Tony. Will you call the roll, please? Hi, Rick.
Hi, Rick.
Tony?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Just choking a little bit?
Just got a little water down the wrong pipe.
Need me to pump you from behind or anything?
No,
okay?
No, it's all right.
No,
I'm good.
Okay. All right, new business. Well, the highlight, you know.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Randy Walsh, the deputy sheriff, present the board the total amounts collected on the current distress warrants, the amount remaining uncollected. Ready?
Okay. I sent out a thing to Jones and the officer. You should have that in there. Basically, what you need to do is accept the report if you want, and then have a motion to allow me to give this to the assessor's office so that they can delete four properties that are no longer in sale. Everything else in the report's pretty self-explanatory. There was a land change. They found one as we were going through in June. The guy's taxes went from $70-some to $1,500-some. And we got that straightened out. They had to delete that one. They issued a new distress warrant. So that made the difference in the total.
So even under the distress warrants, you even had a tax problem then of dollar amounts.
Yes.
Yeah. Imagine that. It's been the topic of the year, hasn't it?
So... I mean, basically, that's the report on the stress warrants, and like I said, you just need to approve that and accept it, and then approve through a resolution that I can turn the four over to the assessor's office so they can delete their four properties that the trailer house was on.
So okay. This is the item?
Yeah, well, we're doing A right now, then we'll go over B, unless you you want me to do we move on right to B right now?
I guess.
Oh, yeah, let's move on to D here real quick. Does anybody have any questions on the amount collected and then on the distress warrants and then remaining uncollected, first of all? Does anybody have any questions on them? I looked over last night. Looks like everything is the normal.
You just need to make a motion, though, that I can have the assessor's office strike the four that are gone.
Okay.
So
there's four that are no longer
properties in existence.
There's
four gone when I got there. So.
Okay. That's under B, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's do this here real quick here. Is there any questions on A, on the remaining uncollected or the what's been collected? If none, I'm going to go to B, which is board to approve the sheriff's office recommendation to have the assessors strike the mobile homes from the parcels 220193207 and 220127948 and 220147965 and 220201609 as properties have been removed from lot. That's what I need a motion on.
So I'll make that motion.
Okay, I got a motion by Rick.
Second.
Second by Bill. Will you call roll, please?
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Okay, simple as that. Thank you, Randy, for giving that to us.
Thank you. Do you want me to do the jail report now while I'm up here? Or?
Yeah, if you want to, that'd be great.
I want you to do that.
Can we do that since it's not on the agenda? We're fine with that,
it's
Kim?
It's on the agenda.
Is it on there down there?
It's 3D.
Oh, way down there. Okay, we're going to put it on there.
Way down there.
Yeah, let's rock and roll. You're okay. On.
Jail report gave to you is all for the July. I did check right before I came over here today. We now have 5 feds back in here, and hopefully we'll increase that. We had a period there for a couple weeks where we just didn't have any room for any men, and that's all we had. We had to chip them off and make room for ourselves. Well, we're down. We do have some females that they brought to us, 2 of us, and there's about 3 new males.
And those are all feds?
Yep, we have 5 feds as of 2:30 this afternoon, and we're working on getting more as soon as we can. We've told them that we've got room for females. Our problem we had before was all of our male beds were filled with our own stuff. We had to ship, they took the males out and took them to, I believe, one of the
On an average, Randy, over the last couple months that we have been pretty much at capacity, how many federal inmates do you think that we've turned away? I mean, I know you don't have an exact number, but you think it was 20? You think it was 10?
Well, we've probably had between 15 and 20. Depends. They've called us several times and we've told them we don't have room for males, but we do females. And, you know, they're, like I say, we got 2 females, and I think that's all the females that they're really holding right now, period, in this district.
Right.
So we got 2 of them, and they just brought us 3 new males today, and we've told them we're kind of back in business if we've got the beds, we'll take them, but our male population is what was really hurting us.
Sure.
But they're more than willing to bring them here because they also have us, like today they brought us 1. This afternoon I took them to court and we're going to pick them up here and move all the court. So they're hiring us to do the transports too.
Good.
And we need to get that local population down so we can...
right now we're sitting at 107. That's just county prisoners of our own, just our own.
Okay. So, okay.
One other issue on the board about the dogs.
Take care of the canine deal. Yeah.
And basically from talking with Tim Decker today, that's basically a housekeeping deal. There's a statute that says in order for a dangerous dog or something like that to be considered dangerous, you have to have designated by the county board an animal control person. And we've been doing it, no problem at all, but it's just one thing you guys need to designate the sheriff's department as animal control.
So not one deputy to be animal control? We need to designate you guys as animal control.
The sheriff's officer in the county.
Because in the past, we've had our animal control with South Sioux.
Yep, and so a contract.
And contracted, right.
You know, that's not saying we couldn't work out a contract on this, from my understanding, but the statute says as far as a dangerous animal, for us to be designated, you have to have a designated animal control for the county. But the problem we have is South Sioux is a contract.
Right.
You know, if you can work something out, fine. If not... You know, we take animals up there right now, and then they do what they have to do, but we get billed, and we pay that a long time, but it's just a technicality.
Right. Just to clarify something, though. It's not only dangerous animals. It's any dog, cat, whatever, that you guys get a call on.
My understanding, yes. We have to be the designated on the statute, but particularly deals with a dangerous. You know, if we went out there attacking people or killing livestock...
But if it is going to happen, that's not going to create another job. It is the same personnel that we got.
No, it's just a technicality. It's on paper that we're the designated animal control.
Okay.
Well, I'll make a motion to have Dakota County Sheriff's Department be the designated animal control.
So
for dangerous animals.
What we're going to do then is we're going to go to D. We're going to skip C, and we're going to approve Resolution 16C-015 to designate the Dakota County Sheriff as the animal control authority responsible for enforcing the laws of Dakota County regarding dangerous dogs / animals.
Correct.
That's your motion, right, Rick?
That's my motion.
We got a motion by Rick.
Second.
Second by Tony. Will you call roll, please?
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Rick?
Okay, before Randy leaves, is there any other questions on the jail report here? Yeah. I know we're kind of bouncing around here a little bit. I see July was 55.42. I know that as we've been going over the budgets, scrambling, and we need some more federal inmates. And we got to figure that issue out because it's...
Our revenue went from almost a million to, or 700 and some thousand down to 200 and some thousand.
Yeah, several years ago, it was in the seven figures nicely for several years, and now it's down to 200. So, yeah, we got to definitely scramble and figure that out. But, any other questions for Randy then on the jail report? Or?
No.
Okay, thank you for taking care of the stress warrants and then covering for the dog situation, the animal control, and then the jail report, Randy.
Okay, no problem.
Appreciate
it. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to go to item C, which is approve Hy-Vee requesting a special liquor license for an event at the South Sioux City Racing and Event Center at 1524 Attica Drive, South Sioux City, on September 10th, 2016, from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. So they must be having something.
I believe that they're going to have... It's the new racetrack, Ho-Chunk Racetrack, isn't it?
Right. It has to be.
I would think they're probably going to have a race out there and maybe a ground...
Of a groundbreaking ceremony of some sort, I would think. Do you know anything about that, Blake?
But if you take on the several liquor license, don't think they have a law enforcement there in the town?
Yeah, Randy's still out
here. Randy?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hey, do you know anything about this liquor license that Hy-Vee is looking for out there?
Attica.
Do you know anything
about it? It's not on the agenda, and that's all I know.
He had nobody's contact you guys to help.
But my understanding is if they're going to serve liquor, they got to have law enforcement.
It's just a social event.
It does look like it's just a social event. It's a beer garden for a horse race is what it says.
Oh, right.
So they got a tent that's 80 by 40 they're going to put up, and then they expect about 500 people to attend it. So I don't think it's going to be no rowdy.
500 people, you never know.
It's from until 8 p.m.
Until 8 p.m.
Oh,
so
2 to 8, that shouldn't get out of hand, I wouldn't think.
Carded and wristband.
Carded and wristband, they got it all filled out here in the application.
Yeah.
Thank you. So anyways,
I'll make a motion to designate a special liquor license for Hy-Vee for the South Sioux City Racing and Event Center at 1524 Attica Drive.
Okay, we got a motion by Rick.
Second.
Second by Dick. Please on that, Joan.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to move on to miscellaneous here yet. We already did the sheriff. We're going to move on to Fred Kellogg, the highway superintendent with a road report. Mr. Kellogg?
You must be disconnecting the phones, right? Because there's no zero phone calls.
July 31st to August 13th, 274 total road maintenance hours, overtime 8, tree and debris removal 8 hours, projects 156 hours on 210th Street. That was a large culvert was washed out. 52 hours on our beckling and building up around our new addition at the shop. 4 hours of garbage pickup, 3.5 hours of magnet. It says tons, I hope it's hours.
3.5 tons of
hope they didn't quite get that much iron.
A lot of nails.
Yeah. If you'd ask my wife as a mail carrier, she'd say, I believe they're going to have
1,800 tons of aggregate. Signs, 28 hours. Barricades, 6. Road concerns, the weather's been pretty good. Haven't had a lot of calls.
Okay. I did go up to the county shed, and Fred showed me the new shop. It's real nice.
It's awesome, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
No, quick question. A2 and A6, those are people that have been working with projects, correct?
Their roads are still getting covered by other operators.
Yep. Okay. All right. Otherwise,
did we get a rehire?
Yes, we did.
He did come back. He is back now.
Yes. Okay. Started today.
Scott Jorgensen?
Correct.
Yep.
Oh, really?
He left.
Every maintainer's full again, though.
Yes. Good.
And do we know when Arnie's last day actually is? I know I've been hearing this for several years.
I do not know exactly.
Okay. Has anybody heard, Joan? Do you know?
I heard that there's a September 17th retirement party, so.
He's probably got a lot of vacation built up, I'm sure. Personal days.
Jolene did mention he was going to come talk to the board and tell them on his last day of bridges and zoning.
He's going to quit the zoning. He's going to quit the
bridges. Everything.
So we need to find a person to fill the zoning position. And it's, September 17th if he's going to retire on that date. We got to get that.
I think Rick said something to Jolene about the first of the year for planning and zoning.
Right. Oh, okay.
So he's just going to walk away from the maintainer for the time being and then...
Yep, and the bridge, he just did his inspections last week on his bridges, so he'll be done with that for this year.
Okay.
But as far as the road department, that's about all I know. The planning and zoning, I do believe he said something the first of the year.
Okay.
That's what he told me up at the ferry the other night.
That'd be nice to know so that we're not,
No, he said
if he's going to quit the zoning at the first of the year, then probably November we need to start advertising
right.
to fill that position. Because you got to advertise it for a couple weeks, and then that's a good idea.
Okay.
I was going to say something, Fred, but I think I'll talk to the expert.
But we don't have anybody to appoint.
Leon, so. Spring Bunchy's bridge approaches in the spring are needed again.
Okay.
Did you get him to do that?
Yep.
Lump guardrails and stuff.
I'll call him and tell him.
So
I'll tell him tonight.
And maybe around the Homer County field, too.
Yeah.
The weeds this high.
Okay,
rise.
I'll tell him.
Tell him to spray all that way.
I'll tell him to get.
And I think he's done some of the bridges, but not all. I drove around a little bit this weekend.
Okay.
It's so nice when you pick those weeds down.
I'll call him tonight. Okay. I'll tell him when I get home. I want him to start on bridges. Mm-hmm. Do all the bridges and
the county
shop. And what about Emerson Shop?
Emerson Shop, I'm not sure of.
Well, if you need it, let's do it.
Is he working out of that building yet or not?
He's in the transition of moving there, but he ain't made it yet.
He told me he went over and checked it out for his computer, and they hadn't got back to him yet.
Oh, I thought he was there already.
I don't think he's over there yet.
Okay.
Has his truck still down?
Looking for a home and wanting to move, and then you find him a place, and it's taking him forever.
Well, it's something about the computer deal over there. That's all I know.
I would think that Emerson area would have computer access, I think. I know they're...
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
I know they do because the vet's office is right next door to the old county shed building. And they got.
So anyway, just ask him what the progress is. Get him.
Right.
Tell him snow's going to be flying before we know
it. Thanks, Fred.
Okay. Yep, appreciate it, Fred. Thank you. Okay, we're going to go on to commissioner committee reports. The budget committee, Rick and Joan and myself met with all the department heads, and obviously. We're in a situation right now with our budget again. So we're trying to work out a few details. I know Joan over the weekend worked a lot of hours, and she got all the budgets out to everyone. And we got some ideas, and that has to be done before the 12th of September. Is that right, Joan?
Yes.
At our meeting, it has to be approved and adopted. So, we're still working on some things. But, yeah, our money situation isn't the best right now. It's a long, complicated story. You want to add something to it, Rick?
I think you pretty well summed it up. We've got a lot of work to do.
And it's we could get into all the details, but it's very complicated. Very complicated. But hopefully, we'll work it out. We do have some resources and some monies we hate to use, but we'll use them. And I know that between our taxes, our valuations over the next couple years between our commercial, we know that ag value is going to be going down. We know that we had an increase of roughly $35 million in our last go-around with taxes. And I know that we lost, a lot of people that went down, I think we lost almost $20 million, which those are going to be coming back. I know that the hiring of the commercial appraisers, the 800 and some odd properties that they're out, assessing, reassessing. So I think within the next couple of years, if we can make some adjustments, which we have some ideas for some adjustments, and we get some of those values. And the fact of the matter is, you know, I know there's a lot of upset people about, as we've went through our week of protest and all the people that we hired, you know, the tax evaluation people. As we look at them, I'm telling you, the taxes were out of line. We were definitely, without a doubt, we were undervalued in a lot of ways. There were some adjustments that needed made that they overpriced them, but I think it was definitely due. It was definitely due. And just to make it public, and everybody knows that the state, you know, they pretty much forced that to happen. We had a time frame, and it had to have been done. So, what else was there on my end? I went to that. I did not make it to the groundbreaking for the fire department, but I did make it to the last meeting, and everybody's rolling. Each entity, I know that Homer, you know, they're still kind of dragging, trying to figure out their money situation, making sure that they're not over budget.
They're digging today.
Are they?
They're digging.
Okay.
When they did the breakdown here in Dakota City, the Tony Robbins.
You did make it, didn't you?
Yeah. He really emphasized make a good point about all the county commissioners and the support that we give him, you know, to half cents, tax sale. And he really appreciates your presence in the border of the building, the fire department. So he really mentioned that the board of the board of commissioners. So that was good. That was great attendance. And it went very well. I was there.
Okay. Thank you for showing up there.
Question about the budget. So the budget, you think it's a long process? Is going to be 2 years before we can catch up, or it's going to be?
Well, with the tax dollars, and Joan and Rick step in anytime you want. But the tax dollars always being a year behind,
right?
Okay, so by the time we get the injection of the 30 some million for next year, and then the following, because we'll go through this protest again next year, I'm sure.
Right.
Because the people, I think there was $18 or $19 million that we lost.
Because
the people lost values on their homes.
Sure.
Okay. And so, and between that and the commercial, I'm sure that we'll be going back through this. And most people, I guarantee it, that their taxes went down. We know that everybody always, a lot of people have said to us, I don't understand why my taxes went down. You know, they're lower now than what it was 10 years ago when I bought the house. You know, so obviously we know that it's a mistake, and I think they're probably expecting it. So hopefully we're not going to have 900 and 70, 80 protests next year. I think people are probably going to expect them to go back up. So it was 35 million net, and then we're going to have next year, we're getting them back into place. So.
But you think, my question is, do you think next year when you guys sit on the budget committee?
Whoever that may be sitting on the budget committee, yeah, what about?
Well, no, you're going to... You're going to face the same situation? I mean, what are you?
We're going to struggle with the budget
for the next couple of years, for sure.
Okay.
Because obviously, well, let's just get the numbers out here on the table. Then it doesn't matter to me. I mean, we're $1.34 million, you know, negative right now. I'm trying to balance the budget. So between inheritance tax, the health fund, and some of the sales tax money from the jail. You know, we're going to have to dig into all three of them to be able to get to where we need to.
Okay.
So
that's just no. That's fine. I understand.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chair.
And realistically, there's some exceptions that we've lost out on. So, and it's, like I said, it's complicated to understand that. But it's almost like Bill and I and Joan were talking. You know, they want to keep you indebted. You know, to offset the budget, right, Joan?
Your exceptions.
Yep. So it's
the governor wanted to take all of our exceptions away. And if he'd have done that, we'd have been worse.
I just don't even know how that would be possible for any county.
Or city.
Or yeah, cities.
We knew this day was coming with the ag values. You know they're gonna start going down. But I didn't think it'd be here this soon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're facing it right now.
Yeah, right, yeah.
They were saying 6-7% in an article I was reading.
Next year.
For next year.
Yeah, I'm sure that's going to happen.
You know,
hopefully the revenues from commercial and residential will make that up.
Well, that was always the wishful thinking that that's going to happen, you know. But, you know, we've looked at, as we sat down and looked, and Joan plugged a bunch of different numbers in, and we sat down with all the department heads and elected officials, and, you know, looking at, you know, payroll is just, is our killer. And there's no one, to my recollection, if you look around at other counties, no one's overpaid here. They're not. No one's overpaid. And our payroll is just, what is it, $5.8 million a year? You know, so it's just, and that's more money than what our tax, than what we're requesting for tax valuation, isn't it? Is our payroll. So it's very, very, like I said, it's very complicated and very frustrating. You know, I guess
we lost our jail reimbursement, and it cost the county taxpayers $70 a day to house a prisoner when you're feeding them electric, water,
medical.
And that's where we need. We need, if you commit a crime, then not only you pay a fine for your crime as jail time or have to reimburse or whatever, but they need to pay the counties back,
right,
for sitting in the jails.
Yeah, our state, you know, over the last half dozen years has put the burden on the county. The jail reimbursement, we got our assessor's office back.
Yeah.
Many bridge replacement, you name it, it goes on and on. It's just, we don't have anywhere to pass it on to. We're stuck with it.
It was almost like when Governor Heinemann was heading out the door, he wanted to make sure that the state numbers were in the black. And the only way that he could get that done was to cut all the counties.
Just pass it on to the counties, the 93 counties.
And that's exactly what happened. So, yeah, it's not good, but we'll make it through it. It's not going to be easy, but...
You know, when he presented his cuts in 2010 at the city of South Sioux City, I was there, and I had a question that I had to him back in those days. So what do you expect the counties, you know, or the county is going to do? You know, I'm sitting on the board of commissioner for Dakota County, and we're going to absorb $1 million lost revenue on it. Same thing we do. You guys got to cut corners.
Yeah, well,
you need to do what I did.
How many corners can you cut?
You know what I mean? I mean, right. The answer what I got. Right. That's not the answer that
he didn't cut corners, though. He just passed the...
He just passed it on counties. On us.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Counties and schools.
Yeah, I wonder what the state did on their level to cut corners. Well, what they did was they just cut the counties.
Cut the counties.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But, you know, you don't debate with those guys. Shit. You can tell them.
Yeah, well, it's like talking to a wall, though. You know that as well as I do. And it is frustrating, and Bill, you know, has made that comment a lot of times, that it's, you know, they're dictators, you know.
Yeah,
they dictate
absolutely.
To the counties. They think they know how your counties ran, and they don't, but they can sure
make our life easier.
Yes, they can. So, but anyways, does somebody have a positive committee report?
Health department.
Health, okay, let's go.
Tiffany Paulson's doing a great job in there. We did have one of our, Melissa Hands. She's going to move on to a different job.
Is she?
Yeah. So she's going to help until they find a replacement for her. And then you never know. Someday she might come back after, she, you know, a while.
Let's keep going.
Yeah. She's a good nurse.
Yeah.
Excellent nurse. And
well, I know that, yeah, she is a good person. I think she's a very likable lady. Our boardroom is just about done on the other side. And if anybody walked, if you did walk over there and look, the carpet's down. They got to get the woodwork down. And then the health department side, they got all the walls up. They need to be probably within the next couple of weeks, they're going to have them all sheetrocked. So that's going quicker. Tiffany wanted to know when. I probably told her before snow flies. Probably October, November-ish, probably more than likely. And that way, hopefully we can get the extension office put brought back over here, you know, to save us our $10,000, $12,000 a year there of rent.
Corn and cotton.
Yep. Cutting corners.
Cutting corners.
Cutting corners.
Sorry about that.
Yep. And I know, of course, you know, the time will come in 2019, then we'll start having to discuss, or probably before 2019, July of 2019, the probation of what's going to happen there. You know, that's a $65,000 burden right now on us. That, so we need to look at that.
Well, we've got space for them, so they'll either have to come back here or they'll have to come up with the finances to take care of where they're at.
We've got to do what we need to do.
And also, somewhere along the line, too, we also need to, one of us need to meet, or two of us need to meet with the city of South Sioux City about the LEC so we can kind of start figuring that out too. So, and I know their budget year is what, in October, Joan? So we probably should be doing that. And I said something to the mayor, and he said something about getting together for lunch or something with them and sitting down and start talking about, because we know that the sheriff's department's not in there whatsoever right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, as far as office spaces. So we need to look at.
Just our dispatch as well.
Yeah, dispatch. And I don't, like I said, I don't know if they're using, you know, any types of rooms for interrogation or if they use, you know, I got to find out from Chris. I should have asked Randy that earlier, but I'll find out from Chris. Evidence room, if they're using a roll call room. I mean, what are we actually using there? You know, I need to find that out. We don't want to separate the blue and the brown. We don't. But at the same time, we can't be spending $35,000 a month either if we're just using the dispatch. And
right.
So, anyways, okay. Any positive, okay? Listen, I keep going to the negative. I'm sorry. I need one more positive.
Let's get Fred back.
Let Fred get back up here. All right, let's move on to Mel emergency business. What I do have for Mel is that from Trudy Jepson, I know that she requesting for M Avenue paving project covered Nebraska. And she basically, it was to the Chamber of Commerce, and just basically stating that the Visitors Bureau are pleased to announce the support and recommendations for the paving of M Avenue, Hubbard, Main Street to the Danish Alps Recreation and Cramper Lake. One of the goals of the South Sioux City Chamber is to help promote, attract, retain business to the area. A large part of making the community attractive is to provide a quality of amenities and the workplace. We believe that the paving of M Avenue would greatly benefit Cramper Lake to gain tourism revenue to the county. And it's funny that we've been talking about this because going back to the budget, talking about exceptions, you know, bonding, paving, the question is if you're going to do something in that scenario, you want to make sure it's going to benefit the county some form or shape or way where there's going to be housings. And if you're going to pave something, and to my knowledge, we get no monies off of that lake, right? That's all, that money all goes to the state.
I think it's, we get the tourism.
Okay. Get the tourism money?
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
if you had a hotel out there, you'd get hotel tax.
Right, right. But I'm just saying,
like,
is there a camper tax? I mean, I think there is.
Oh, well, I saw that Gaven Parks.
Gaven Parks, bro.
I imagine they'd attach to that.
I know the city pays into that.
So, but anyways, this, and I don't know if everybody got this letter or seen it or anything, but I know Trudy was here a few weeks back, a month or so ago back, and she was wanting to make sure that we did not forget about Hubbard, Nebraska, making sure that we were spending money there. But we know that we have spent a lot of money in Hubbard. Bill, you want to touch base on that?
Yeah, I talked to Trudy after that last meeting. You know, she indicated that we hadn't spent any money in Hubbard. We did the road relocation for the dam, and we did North Bluff Road. That was $4 or $5 million spent there between those two projects, I think.
Yeah.
So we have spent money in Hubbard. It kind of caught me off guard that day that she was here, but I mean, she mentioned Homer, and we did a little paving west of Homer.
Yeah, but.
Equally.
Yeah, we've done work there.
Well, I was on the planning and zoning. He was on the planning and zoning. This all took place. And they told us right out straight, there will be no houses around that area. When they met with us, and that's just what they told us.
We're on the lake?
The lake. And that's what they said. They said they put a lake in Omaha, and people come in and build million-dollar houses on the bottom of the lake. It filled up one night with rain, and the houses went out, and they had to pay for it. And they told us right then and there, there will be no houses around that lake. And that's just what they told us.
Well, it's hard to control when there's private land around the lake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, there's two, three nice homes
right
around.
Now.
But that's what they told us that day. So
yeah.
I'm just going with what they said.
Probably none below the lake.
Well, they just said that.
No.
No. They didn't want that out there. I don't know why. But,
To me, you'd think you'd want something like that just because, I mean, not necessarily million-dollar homes. It'd be nice for tax monies, but, I mean, why wouldn't you want something like that out there?
I know.
And that's the whole
nice.
Point of if you were going to pay that out there, instead of just getting some tourism monies or some tax monies or whatever the case may be, you know, having where you can build homes.
You know, when we were working with zoning and stuff on building that dam out there at Cramper Lake. The Papio, they came to us, and we met with them out on several, one bridge, the Martinet Bridge project, and they were going to do some dirt work, and they were going to do this and that, and we were all gung-ho, and we had monies appropriated that we were going to pitch in to help that project along, and they backed out. And I think Papio, they built that up there. They need to pave that road. Or they need to pay for a major portion of M Avenue.
And I agree. You know, that M Avenue does need to be paved. I told Trudy I'd hope in the next 5-6 years it is done. Hopefully it will be. But, yeah, I agree with you there.
And I have no problem with the road committee putting it on the 1 and 6.
Yeah.
But I think we need to push the Papio because I received a phone call the other night from a fellow down in Fremont area, and the Papio is trying to do a project down there, and they're using condemnation on his farm to take his farm and blighten it and stuff like that, and the Papio's involved in it. It ain't right. And I just think that if they're going to be paving roads down there for housing projects in that area, they need to.
And you're right, they had a 60-40 split, I think, in that market bridge at one time that they were going to pay, and that never happened.
No.
Well, I know I told you Schumacher talked to me about that paving out there at one time, but you know it's probably a dead horse.
Well, I'll tell you what, they're going to have a meeting out at Crampers. I believe
September
18th, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, we got to know.
And that would be a good time for a bunch of people to go out there and voice their opinion. And
is everybody getting an invite for that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've already told them I'm coming. Mm-hmm.
I didn't get the invite this year. Perfect.
It's September.
It's 9th, I
believe. September.
I thought it was the 9th. It'll be a Thursday night, I believe.
I know it had to be in by September 1st, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get an invite.
Come to your house.
I didn't see it.
You got one, Scott. I got it.
Did I? I have not seen it.
Okay, I got one.
That's all right. You guys may remember when the time comes. Maybe I'm not welcome. I don't know. Okay. And then, let's see, Melbourne City Business, we covered that. And then everybody got this little information that came in the mail, I'm sure, that Joan got about the Pipeline Association, public awareness. You can look that over. Okay, let's move on to 6. Public comment. Anybody in the public? Would you stand up to the podium there, please, sir, and state your name and address for the record?
I will.
Thank you.
My name is Donald N. Miller, and I live at 1353 Nottoway Road, and I just went through 2 of your protests where you're trying to get money from me.
Okay.
And to start with, you raised the land value on one lot I have 800%. Now, I hear you all need money, but I didn't think I'd have to pay the whole thing. And then land value on my other lot, you raised 800%. Now, that's bad enough, but there's also a problem with the thinking or the logic on that. There's a picture that they used, the referees, okay? That's what they're saying the law is. But if you look, Rick, here is, let me get my, okay, here's my place.
Mm-hmm.
Here's that place. That's a picture taken right down here between this. These are pictures of that lot. They're trees, nothing but trees. They're 1 acre. You cannot build on it. You cannot put a house on it. You can't do nothing on it. And you're charging me $40,000. Now, don't you guys think that's a little much? And you are the Board of Equalization, so you can do something.
Don, what is the reason that you can't build on this lot?
It's only 1 acre. It takes 2.
2 or something. No, 5 acres.
2 or more.
Yeah, 5.
Yeah, but it takes 2 acres to put sewer and water.
Yeah, it does. It's 2.5.
You pass that down. Man. This is just garbage. Now, like I said, I realize you guys need money, but you're hitting me a little hard. You know, I'm getting old. Why don't you wait till I die and then do it? Well, or at least ease me up. Give me about 100%
Don,
a year.
Don, it isn't the case that we're after you.
I know you're not.
Right. And listen, and listen. When I brought up the scenario, believe me, we went over 900 some odd protests.
I know.
And a lot of people were undervalued. And we tried equalizing, and that's the whole point of the Board of Equalization, is try to equalize everything.
Do you call $40,000 for a lot? You can't.
I don't know. Don, in particular, I don't know this one, but we all sat down and we went over each one of them individually.
Then nobody went over that. They couldn't have. You're showing a picture of a place that's clear of trees.
Did you protest it?
Well, absolutely.
Well, then if you protested it, we went over it.
No, you didn't. You did not go over that.
Well, Rick is the chair. Did we go over these?
We went over the ones down there on Nottoway Road, and what happened down there was there was recent sales, and that's what happens. And we don't really have. Here's what happens. Okay, let's say there was a $40,000 an acre sale down there on Nottoway Road, which there was. Okay. Let's say we drop yours to $20,000 because it's heavily treed. And then the state comes in and they look at it and they say, okay, we're going to take you guys to TURP. And they're going to overturn it because that wasn't a current, the $20,000 doesn't justify what happened up there.
It's not $20,000, it was $5,000.
Right.
Because you can't build on it, Rick.
I know.
How'd you like to go out to your place if you got a gutter running through your damn farm?
Yeah.
So you're out there and someone says, well, hell, we'll charge you whatever price you charge for the rest of your farmland. I'll bet it ain't $40,000 an acre.
Well, not on the farm ground we got, but there is.
Well, not on mine either, you shouldn't be. You guys are supposed to represent us, not misrepresent us.
I remember.
You're supposed to be here to help.
Your same area, Don, there was another landowner that had a lot. I can't remember the acres, it was one or two, but he protested because they couldn't get rural water there. You could build on it, but he didn't have the availability to get rural water. He could do it well, but of course the water's no good. And I think we left his the same too, Don.
Well,
we did.
If you leave it the same, you guys are dead wrong.
And I agree with you. I don't think there's anyone here that is disagreeing with the values of where they're set, but our hands are tied.
I thought that's probably what I'd hear.
This is what you can do. Obviously,
Don, you can
take this to the state level.
I'm going to,
and I recommend that for you. Now, what you can do is send your $25 in.
I know it. I'm,
you know exactly what. But
I know
as of
exactly.
Right now, it is out of our hands because the motion's been made, everything's been done. I appreciate you coming in and expressing your concerns to us. But just like Rick said, we get to equalize it. We got to make sure.
This is kind of like hanging judge. Bring the guilty SOB in. We'll give him a fair trial, and then we'll hang him. That's what you're like.
Well, I tell you what, I will make a comment that if you need testimony on your parcel of property that I feel that maybe it's not just, I will go down there to Turk with you. But, there again, sister, we're just a piss and post too. Sorry to say.
Yeah, that's kind of where I thought I'd end up.
Sorry you feel that way, Don, but
How would you feel?
Well, hey, you want to know how I feel? My house went from 230 to 311.
So?
How do you think I feel?
Is that, what percent?
Well,
You went up 33%. Mine, just my house and that, went up 59.555%.
I know. Listen, thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, have a good night. Mm-hmm. Listen, you want to say anything?
No.
You're just here to hang out. Nothing better to do.
Yeah.
Do you get this kind of stuff going on in the Dakota City too? All right, perfect.
I do. I want to during public comment. I would like to say something.
Yeah, right.
The Knights of Columbus is going to have a steak feed in August.
And sweet corn.
And sweet corn or baked potato and salad, whatever.
Can't wait.
And the money from that benefit is going to go to the Dakota City Rural Fire so these guys can help build their fire hall.
Yes. Nice. Good deal.
Nice.
Huh?
That's next
I think it's the 24th of August.
I thought it was
not the 24th of August, September 24th.
Oh.
On the Saturday. So I didn't get to make the Saturday. Did have a good turnout.
What's the one next week again, Rick?
That's just it's open to the public. It's Sweet Corn is steak and sweet corn sauce. Everybody can come.
I see. Okay.
Even you.
Yeah. We'll be there.
After you get your cold mask.
You might need some way to feed up. So.
Oh.
Okay, listen, I just had to.
Sorry,
Dick, I know you're in a hurry here, okay? I get it.
And also,
I got a load of hay to go on. How do you get it there?
I get it.
We're a multicultural event is going to happen in August also. That's on the 18th.
No, September.
September 18th.
What is September 18th?
So. It's a multicultural.
Make sure we all get a text, though, hey, Rick, because I want to make sure I make it there.
September 18th.
Tony's getting an award on.
Yes.
It's on Sunday.
September 15th?
It's on Sunday.
What's the award for?
But,
I'll wait and find out, won't I? Can I present it? Who's presented to you?
Government of Mexico.
Wait a minute, Randy.
Who is?
Just plug for that.
Rick.
Benefit.
Scott.
Yep.
She's got something to say, I think.
Oh, yes, the Cottonwood Days.
Yeah.
I've seen the email today.
Tell us what's going on this kind of weekend. And put us in.
Don't want to forget you.
Dick, you're inviting people up, and you're trying to get
I'm trying to get her up here, so we...
Okay.
And you're going faster.
I'll be back. No, it starts Friday. We've got an outdoor movie and the hamburger and hot dog feed, which are new for Cottonwood Days on Friday. And then Saturday, it's our usual events, the sand volleyball, horseshoe tournament. We also have a street dance performed by Headwind that night. And I think August is their last month as a band, so we're the second to last.
That's what they claim, anyways.
That's what they're saying.
That's what they claim.
Well, I tell you what, they've been having a lot of events, and they're good.
Yeah, they are.
I know my wife's trying to hire him for our 4th of July party next year already, and he's already saying, well, my son's going to college, and I don't know if I'm going to make that commitment yet, but, yeah, I bet you they'll be around next summer. He ain't going to go to college all summer long, for crying out loud, is he? Maybe he has bigger plans than I think, but... Okay, well, good.
Yep, we still have the car show, the parade is at 10.
Yeah.
It'll be a good weekend.
Good. Sounds great.
I stopped. Jackson. I picked one up last night. So. Yes, I got one.
Yeah, I'm glad that you brought it up. This multicultural independence celebration that we celebrate every year since 2007, and it's become bigger and bigger. This celebration is to celebrate independence for everybody, not just the Mexico, Central America, it's here too. You know, we celebrate the 4th of July too. It's multicultural. It's for everybody. So, make story short, we started on Saturday the 17th from Dakota Avenue with a parade. We had about 40 participants right now at this present time. We're going to start backwards from the straight roll track on the 25th.
Go the other way.
The other way, because we're going to go down to the riverfront, and then we're going to see a movie on the big screen they had out there by the river. That's on Saturday. So we're going to cut Dakota Avenue. I just talked to the chief of police, and he says, I think they will let you guys go through 10th, East 10th, and then go down the river. That's on Saturday. On Sunday, we're going to start 12 noon. With the celebration, soccer tournament in the morning. Folkloric groups going to perform games, you know, kids' games and stuff like that. And the celebration of the independence, I think it's 4 o'clock. I don't have the program right now. And then we have two groups to play after that. Nice Columbus is going to provide beer for the event. And it's just a celebration that I would like to extend invitation to everybody in the community, because it's a celebration for every race or every community. So good. It's open to the public.
It starts on September 17th, Tony?
September 17th, and the celebration is September 18th, which is Sunday.
Okay.
When do you get your award? Sunday?
No, mine is on Thursday.
Thursday the 15th.
I don't want to be there for that.
Where's that being held at?
Well, anybody wants to go that, they need to. I need to have your name so I can send your name, because they need to send you an invitation.
Is it tuxedo only?
No. You can go put the cowboy boots in my head. I'll let you in.
That's an Omaha?
Where's it going to be, Tony?
It's at the Museo Latino in 25th and L.
Oh, in Omaha.
In Omaha.
Oh, in Omaha.
L.
Oh,
this
are you kidding me? I ain't traveling clear to Omaha to watch you get an award.
What?
This is a little bit. I will. I'm not clear to Omaha.
I will.
I would, though, and I will. I'll be there, Tony. I'm just kidding.
I you guys find out.
What is it? What street's it on? 25th and L?
25th and L. Okay. Museo Latino.
First, the name of Bridge, Andrew.
Now they got the government from Mexico coming up here.
40 years from now, I'll say, I knew that guy.
Yeah.
He was famous.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah,
thanks for telling us about
good deal.
The event of the... That makes sense. I like that. Going backwards, that'll be kind of neat.
Yeah.
Something different.
There's something different, you know, like you said, if you want to watch the movie, you want to come this way, people, I'm not going to go that far, you know. So we're already there.
It makes sense to have it and then end it up, your parade and stuff, end up down there by the... Because everybody will follow it that way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So
nice.
Smart.
I'm going to be in the parade.
Are you?
Well, you need to. Everybody needs to be.
I'm going to take Ryan's horse and buggy. Awesome. He's got a couple horses.
Have any buggy. Re-elect signs on there?
I'm going to hang some on there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's all making sense now.
Yeah, I'm going to hang some on there.
All right, well, sounds good. Okay, listen, that's it.
I got one more thing.
Oh. Yep.
Did everybody get the love letter?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Did you? Yeah.
I already called Scott. Yeah.
And he really did a number on me.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Turned me into the game parks, turned me into the state.
Oh, he actually turned you in?
Oh, yeah. I got a call from the Board of Education last
already.
Oh, it's going to be a mess.
He takes turns, you know. He was
working
for a while.
He just worked.
Leave me alone. And then he went after Bill.
Yeah.
Now he's going after you. And I hear he's going after Scott's going to, after that, he's going to be after Scott. So I don't know what he's going to do. No, I'm not.
Come on down, I guess. I don't know.
You know, he is a pretty sharp character, though. He won't put his name on any of that slander stuff.
He's in here.
Hey, somebody is sharp, that's for sure.
Yeah. Somebody else.
Somebody is sharp.
It upsets me to words when he says you're a crook. That's what gets me.
A thief?
A thief.
So how'd you feel when Don was up?
All right, listen, let's adjourn this bad boy and we can go about our business.
All right.
We are adjourned.
The dog, yeah.